with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And we're talking all things grills and gadgets. Well, it ain't all about the mechanical stuff. Sometimes you've got to have a little libation at your grilling station. And we're going to talk a little bit about that right now, right, Bob?
Yeah, we have a great friend who has the ability to turn grapes into something magical.
That's right.
It's Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Well, the Swine and Wine event coming up next weekend, we want to hear all about it.
Sure. So it's our first annual pig roast on the estate. We kind of concocted the idea over the wintertime where we really wanted to add another event. And our maintenance manager has sort of this passion for doing pigs. And our farm manager actually used to do pig roast for a living. I didn't know this at the time, that we had actual expert on the staff. So those two kind of partnered up to deal with the actual pig roast itself. And then, you know, the rest of us and part of the event team are kind of wrapping around a whole event. So we'll have live music, we'll have house-made side dishes for everybody. And of course we'll have Fen Valley wine and a hard cider on tap for the night.
If you've never been to Fen Valley and you listen to this show regularly, shame on you, because we talk about them so much. And we've been trying to tempt you to go out there. If you have not made it out there, this might be your perfect opportunity, because events on this estate are fun. First of all, everybody's going there that loves wine. So, I don't know, I get this kind of Napa feeling when I'm there. The women very often will have like long flowing summer dresses, and the guys have big brimmed hats, and they're outdoors all day in the sun, and everybody's got their sunglasses on, sometimes kids in tow, and you can smell the food everywhere, and everyone's tasting wines they haven't had yet and just loving the day. And it, you usually have some great bands out there, and it's just a, I don't know, I really think you've got some magic going on there.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's, you know, being in a state winery definitely does give us some flexibility, you know, having the grapes right on the farm and then having, you know, our production right here and having a licensed commercial kitchen. It allows us to pull a lot of things together. And I think this wine roast is really a celebration of all that we can do here on the Fenville property.
So, Brian, when is the event?
Saturday, August 17th at 6 o'clock. Tickets are available online. It does require pre-registration. It's $40 a person. I do suspect it'll sell out. So if you're hearing this right now, I'd get on it and get signed up. And lots of other stuff going on too. If next weekend doesn't work for you, you know, we also do tours throughout the fall, really all year round. But in the fall, they really kick off where we actually get to try grapes and go out into the vineyards and actually try grapes and then try the wine that those grapes are going to evolve into. So it's a really neat way to learn about wine, but also try some good wine.
That is cool. And if you've never done that, you for all you single guys out there or the married guys that are trying to relight the candle, let's say, you take your lady out in the vineyard, walking through that beautiful rolling hills. Yeah, just stop now. I'm not going anywhere because it's supervised. You're not going to be out there by yourself. Come on now. But anyway, just a really unique thing to do. You just can't do this everywhere. No. And then you come back in and you get to try, like you said, that grape to wine connection. You don't ever get to do that.
Well, here's the surprise. When you come back in, if you take them into the underground bunker, the cellar.
Now, where are you going?
And you see how big that cellar is.
Sure.
Because from up above, it looks like, you know, a winery, whatever. It's decent size. Down below, it's like Gotham.
Caverns.
It's like a Batmobile down there and everything. It's huge, huge underground facility.
Yeah, I mean, the design was really based around the fact that, you know, we want temperature control, but, you know, we don't want to pay for air conditioning. So by building into the ground, you know, we can get pretty stable year-round temperatures, and we don't have to have to run the AC all the time.
I wonder if that's common in wineries.
It is.
I mean, should be.
It's a good environment. If you have a lot of temperature fluctuations, it's not good for the wine, and it's harder on the staff. So it's
right.
A pretty common goal.
Hmm.
Yeah. Must have been a big hole when they started. Because that thing's, big underground.
Anyway. So what other events do you have at Fenn Valley? If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery and Estate Winery. So what other events, like you have the jamming?
Oh, the grape jam. Actually, the grape jam is what turned into the swine roast.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So you're not doing the grape jam this year.
This is that. And part of it was just, we loved the concept and we just wanted to kind of add to it. So
very cool.
And then we've got our 5K in the first Saturday of October, where we really take a different approach to things and people actually run through the vineyard. Which is a blast, and that of course ends with a big party too. So
yeah,
we try to have something going on as much as we can. You know, with Fennville, we gotta give you a reason to come all the way down here from the big city.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a wonderful drive. You're it's not an hour from Grand Rapids. I think it's 40 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And there's plenty of other things to do there too. You've got the cool little town of Fennville, which has a couple of awesome restaurants in it. So there's lots of reasons to go to the area.
Right.
If you've never been there, this is just a winery you want to see, and I don't want to oversell it. It's every time I walk in, I feel better.
Right. Brian, share with our listeners the number of varietals that you have in the wines, because people need to know the scope of the size of your place.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do about 50,000 cases this year, and we have about 40 products that kind of covers, so it keeps us plenty busy. And then we've got a bunch of hard cider as well. So we try to have something for everybody, you know, from the dry whites, dry reds, you know, rosés, sweet wine, fruit wine. We try to really hit a broad spectrum. So when you get here, you know, unless you just don't like wine at all.
Don't bother. If you don't like wine, you will when you leave. Yeah. So I noticed you had boxes and a lot more canned wines.
Yeah, you know, canned wine has been one of my passions over the last few years. I like to be outside. I like to golf and boat and hike and stuff. And, you know, being a winemaker and going places where you can't bring your product just because, you know, glass isn't always the best format.
Right.
It was really, you know, really got me thinking, you know, this canned thing really seems like a good fit. Luckily, the craft beer industry was coming around to the same idea. So honestly, I give them a lot of credit for teaching the market that high quality beverages can go into a can, because that wasn't always the case. They've improved the technology to make the cans work with things like wine, cider, and craft beer. So we've really jumped on the bandwagon all in. We do our own canning right in our facility. We added, which one of the coolest toys we bought in the last year is a liquid nitrogen doser, so that we can actually make still wine, you know, wine without bubbles, and still have the structure in the can. Also really handy for making ice cream. So it's a pretty sweet tool.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Brian, we gotta go, but thanks so much for taking time out of your day. It was great to see you this week, and looking forward to sharing a little bit of that Moscato. I just shared some with our producer. He's engaged, so his fiancée is going to get a nice treat.
Nice. Well, thank you for having me, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. That's Fenn Valley Winery. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. Look on the right side. All our sponsors are there. You'll find a link to Fenn Valley, and it'll take you right to their website, and you want to go there.
All right. Coming up next, a few more gadgets. Stick with us. We'll be back. Call me when I'm scared, love me when I'm gone.